I would like to drink a cup of coffee. Yes, coffee is the thing I'd like to drink.
It's time for Coffee at the Merck, as we sit down monthly with Chris Shellstead at Madison Mercantile and see what's happening.
If you talk to me, then in response I'll see. Coffee, 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 coffee. Coffee every moment of my life.
Time for another Coffee at the Merck with Chris Shellstead. And Chris, wow, you have you rested up from the meander?
Oh, Paul, I think it's going to take a while. We had a fabulous weekend. I am still kind of shaking my head and counting the numbers and thinking about all the new people we met and the new ideas that came out of this. We at the Mercantile hosted two official meander artists. One was, you know, Chuck and Lisa Thompson and their pottery and watercolor business. And I think they had a really great, great weekend. Met a lot of new people and sold a lot of product, which is kind of the point. And the Prairie Peacemaker Quilt Club, they took over our middle room, basically, and it went from a bare room to a beautiful quilt shop in hours. Those ladies are phenomenal. Just professional, kind, talented folks, and it was a joy to be around them all weekend. Good. I think they did a good job, too. They had a quilt that they auctioned off, or they had raffle tickets. And I really wanted to win it, but I don't think I did.
Okay. You wanted to win it, huh?
Yeah, it was beautiful. They do such great work. And, you know, the Quilt Club was one of the very first organizations that sort of put a toehold here and said, hey, we like the space. And so those ladies have been so supportive of everything we've done at the Mercantile. And it was just a pleasure to have them around.
That's why you created Madison Mercantile, just for that kind of purpose, right?
Exactly. We wanted a place where people could explore their creativity, who can have a market for their goods, and most importantly, expose other people to what they're doing. I mean, it would be great if as a result, some folks discovered quilting for the first time or discovered pottery for the first time and realized that they had a passion for that as well. So we had a lot of youngsters and younger folks and people from out of town coming through. And I think they were really surprised to find we had this space and that we had the depth of talent out here.
That's right. A lot of visitors came this past weekend through the Madison Mercantile, maybe for the first time.
Yeah, we had a lot of first-time folks. So on Friday, even though it was drizzly and rainy and everything, and it's only half day for the meander that day, we had over 180 people that came through. And that was surprising. It was great. The next day, we kind of all took bets on how many people would come through.
Okay.
And when Lisa Thompson said, I bet we're going to have over 350, I kind of thought she was overestimating, but she was wrong. We had 366 people.
Oh, wow.
So
that's great, Chris. That's amazing.
And that's, you know, 366 people who came through Madison that normally wouldn't stop in Madison, or maybe they'd just, you know, stop quick for gas or something, but they got to learn about Madison. They got to learn about all the programs we have here at the Merck and all the great things we're doing in town. And then on Sunday, we had another 75 folks. So over 620 people. Don't check my math. But these folks not only saw the Merck, but they saw the new mural. They saw the Madison mural over by the radio station. They checked out the biome. And there was a ton of comments about Madison itself.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the meander is all about. You meander in Southwest Minnesota here. That just seems to be growing every year, doesn't? And there's a lot of other places on the meander tour as well.
Right. There's about 45 artists. This is the 20th year. And it was kind of nostalgic for me because my mom and I were involved in the very first meander 20 years ago.
Yep.
So it was sort of bittersweet to pick up a copy of the first meander brochure, and there was my mom's name with the old Madison Mercantile there. So that was really sweet. But I want to mention again, stress how people came through and said, wow, Madison is a nice little town. It's well kept. It's got beautiful things going on. The main street looks vibrant. So I just got to give a shout out to the city and to all the residents, really, for keeping Madison looking great and thriving. And it's noticed by people who come through town.
Yep. Not only is the Madison Mercantile a big asset to the community, but, you know, the park, Grand Park downtown on Main Street with the musical instruments and the big mural there now, and you can have picnic tables there.
Yeah, yeah. We sent a lot of people down that way. So don't leave town before you go take a look.
Okay.
And, in fact, this coming weekend, which is Oktoberfest here in town, but it's also our ribbon cutting for the mural.
Oh.
Even though it was finished about a month ago, we're bringing, more than that, we're bringing the artists back, and we're going to do an official ribbon cutting with popcorn and nice. And treats and everything. And then, as a special treat, Jackie Rosenbusch, the artist, is bringing her husband along, who happens to be a musician.
Okay.
So he's going to play at the Mercantile afterwards.
Oh,
so
nice. What day is that?
That's Saturday, the 7th, okay. October 7th, and the mural ribbon cutting is at 3:00. We'd love to see a crowd down there. Enjoying, even if it's raining, come on out. I don't think it's going to be 90 degrees again like it was this past Sunday, but hopefully we'll have a really good crowd out there. And then everybody come down to the Merc to enjoy some music that night.
All right, great. Yeah, another successful meander, and you got a lot of things coming up here at the Madison Merc, too. I understand you had a nice turnout last Saturday night for the musician.
Yes, yes. He was actually here Friday, and it was Dave Stoddard, and he was so funny. We had Bryce Dempsey open for him, and the two of them hit it off. And so we're always going to have that model. We'll bring in a musician from outside of town, some kind of a bigger name, but we want to make sure we open with a local guy, a local act, and it does two things for us. It showcases the talent we have here, and it helps that local artist kind of make connections with somebody more established. And hopefully that'll pay dividends in the future.
Okay. All right. Well, Chris, tell us what's coming up here at the Madison Merc in the next month or so.
Oh, gosh. I'm really hoping there's a nap in my future. That's kind of the big thing for me. But we're going to push hard to get through this week and do the ribbon cutting and music. And then we have a couple of interesting events this week. Outside of that, on Wednesday the 4th, we have an event called Braver Angels. And that is a group that is committed to bringing people together to talk about differences and meet on common ground. So I'm looking forward to hosting that on Wednesday. And then Wednesday the 4th. And then the next week, we've got a couple of just kind of normal weeks coming up, which kind of feels good to me. But we're going to have another music event, hopefully the weekend of the 20th and 21st. And then we haven't solidified that yet.
Okay.
The next big sort of music event we have is going to be in December. It's a pretty well-known country singer that we're working on, so stay tuned on that.
All right. You're not going to – that's a little teaser.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So stay tuned.
All right. All right, yeah, so many good things happening here at the Madison Mercantile, and things just keep happening.
Well, yeah, and so many great ideas, and that's one of the best things about having the Meander and having new faces come through and people who maybe haven't had a chance to get down here. They had some great ideas.
Okay.
So our heads are spinning about opportunities, but I know it's hard to think about when this past weekend was so warm,
yeah.
But the holidays are right around the corner. So we are looking at having a holiday market starting in the middle of November and going up until Christmas.
Okay.
So some of our regular vendors,
yeah.
We're going to start with them. Artists and our regular vendors will set up and have pop-up markets throughout the Merc. So this is a big shout out to everybody in town to try to buy local as much as you can for the holidays.
Yeah.
We have a big variety of interesting gifts and art and
mm-hmm.
and things like that. And if there's somebody you think should be included in that show, please have them give us a call.
Okay, good. Can you share some of the ideas people from out of town talk to you about? Any come to mind?
Well, I was really happy to hear quite a few people say, wow, I could live here. I could move back here. And some of them had ideas about businesses that they'd want to start here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, there was a couple couple great things. Well, we have this yoga room we're starting, okay. right? So at least a half a dozen people said, wow, you should have Pilates classes or you should have dance classes. Maybe we should have a polka night. So there was a lot of things that were kind of tied to that yoga and dance practice room. We had other people that talked about having a food truck here. More often, while we did have food this weekend for Meander, I'd really love to give the opportunity for somebody else to come in and do food on events. So food truck, another group of folks was really excited to maybe do a farmer's market right in front of the Merck next summer. Okay. So, oh gosh, my head is still spinning. There's so many ideas.
Well, I know you have the music practice room, and that's sponsored by some people. And how's the music room being used?
Well, every Thursday we have a guitar teacher who comes from Watertown, Pat Howie, super nice guy, and he has some spots open on his calendar for musical or guitar lessons. He is teaching banjo to somebody as well.
Oh, right.
So last year he had 8 students. This year I think he's down a few. So if anybody's interested in getting your kid or yourself, he's got adults too, involved in guitar lessons, again, just contact us, and I can vouch for the fact that he's just a super nice guy and a great teacher, really connects to the kids.
Yep, that's right. Yeah. Earlier this afternoon on Q92A, we started a new show, a caregiving show with Becky Shellstead, and that's worked through the Madison Mercantile too.
And that's an exciting thing that's happening. In addition to the caregiver group, which Becky manages for us, that's at 10 o'clock on Wednesdays. We originally had it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but we decided to move it up to 10 o'clock on Wednesdays. And it's a facilitated discussion group to help caregivers connect to each other and have a minute to just decompress, have coffee with friends, and kind of connect to resources that might help them do their job. We're also adding a couple more things to that senior services menu. We're working on a chore service. We're working on some transportation services if we get that kind of funding. So we really want to respond to what we feel is a core element of our clientele here, and that's folks that are just a little bit older and just need a little extra help getting some stuff done.
Good. So many things happening at the Madison Merck, it makes your head spin sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. It's a good thing we have a lot of coffee. Caffeine helps me with that.
That's right. Well, congratulations on a fantastic weekend with the Meander, Chris. And I know you're very tired. I saw you Sunday night, and you looked wiped out.
I was. And after that, I think there was a giant bathtub and a good book and an early night in my future. All so right. that really helps out. But, you know, I'm so inspired by everybody I meet here and all the opportunity we have to do good in our community that all it takes is one good night's sleep and we're back at it the next day.
Keep at it, right?
That's right. That's right. And it's really been a joy, and I'm looking forward to seeing what the next year brings. We're thinking of some ideas to help through the harvest. You know, maybe if you want to call in for a coffee and a cookie, we can deliver it to your truck as you're dropping off some beans or corn.
There you go. Good idea.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. And then I'm thinking about anything else around the horizon. One thing we've talked about is setting up an art club, an after-school art club. We've got a group of young ladies between 12 and 15 that would like to come after school and learn different art techniques, watercolor, drawing, things like that. Yeah. So, yeah, let me know if you have some ideas. We are putting in a new suggestion box next week. So even if you have an idea and you don't really want to talk in person, you can drop that in the suggestion box.
All right, real good, Chris. Well, rest up this week.
I will. I'm going to try. I appreciate it, Paul. Thanks a lot.
Chris Shellstead, and that's another Coffee at the Merck here on Q92.
I would like to drink a cup of coffee. Yes, coffee is the thing I'd like to drink.
It's time for Coffee at the Merck as we sit down monthly with Chris Shellstead at Madison Mercantile and see what's happening.
If you talk to me, then in response I'll see. Coffee, 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 coffee. Coffee every moment of my life.